week, and obviously that was our goal, but we wanted Friday, Saturday, we wanted to play Sunday, and, you know, going down 3-1 like that, and then just to burst out with six goals, I mean, it was huge. And I think it was more huge for our forwards because, you know, we haven't been able to kind of get our offense going like we wanted to, where I think our coaches are saying that we hadn't scored over three goals and, like, three or more goals in like 12 games like that, so that was something definitely on you know, the guys' mind, and coaches kind of called out a bunch of players that should be scoring some more, and you know, to have that, you know, scoring outburst was just huge, and you could just definitely see in the locker room, and it just one after the next, and I think guys really kind of loosened up after that and started playing their game.
So mindset shift here now. I mean, this is playoff hockey. This week has been working for all year, and just going into not only this weekend but trying to springboard that into next weekend.
Well, yeah, I mean, definitely playoff hockey is going to be different. You know, the coaches have talked about, even towards the end of the season, is that all these games are going to be tight. You know, they're going to be 2-1 games, 3-2 games. And, you know, we've been a great third period team, and we've been able to really, you know, take advantage of that. And, you know, for this week and the playoffs, and obviously, you know, next week, I mean, we're just looking at, you know, Friday's game, because, you know, whoever we play there is St. Cloud or North Dakota. Those are two teams that are playing really good right now.
Obviously, you guys probably don't really have too much of a preference of who you play, but is there any part of you that would like to play North Dakota in that game, just with the rivalry?
Obviously, I mean, it would be fun to play North Dakota, but, you know, St. Cloud's a good rivalry too, but whoever we're going to play, I mean, coach is talking about there's going to be 19,000 people there, and it's just going to be an unreal atmosphere.
Is there a sense of relief, maybe, especially with the seniors, you know, just finally getting back to the X? And
yeah, I mean, I was just talking to Paul, and he said that me and Nico are the only two seniors that have played in, you know, down there. So, I mean, it's just exciting to get back there. Obviously, we've had struggles here the last 3 years, and to be able to, you know, have success, win the non-cup, and now go down there as number one seed. I mean, the guys are pretty pumped, pretty jacked to be playing Friday night.